Hello, my name is Susie Brouard and I work at CAFOD, which is the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development. I'm here in the Tate Modern, just in the run-up to Christmas, certainly looking busy. I'm on the third floor in the Transformed Visions exhibit. I'm standing in front of a sculpture by Henry Moore called Upright Internal External Form. It immediately caught my attention because of the protective element. It's difficult to describe, to be honest, because it isn't human form, but abstract. At the same time, when you look at it, it seems to embody something intensely human. And what's interesting about it is that both the figures, the internal and the external figures, have frantic scratchings on them, a bit like, you know, when you're angry or you're trying to make a pen work. And I think that brings a real raw quality to the sculpture. Moore said about it himself that it was embodying something of the mother-child idea, but also of birth and the child in the embryo. And that's why I'd just like to offer three reflections. The first one is that it reminds me of that beautiful Psalm 139, particularly the bit that says, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And that's something I really believe in relation to my faith, that I and all of us have been wonderfully made. Secondly, when I saw this sculpture, it reminded me of a statue which I saw in the grounds of a partly funded project in Zimbabwe, which I went to visit a few years ago. The statue is of an old African woman looking outwards, holding a child close to her, wrapped up in her cloak. The child's head and hands are resting on the woman's body as if for shelter and protection. The statue made an impression on me because I saw it as embodying a truth which I had witnessed in my visit. That for many grandparents, just at a time when they were expecting to rely on their children and grandchildren to look after them, they were having to raise their grandchildren because their own children had died prematurely from an HIV and AIDS related illness. The name of the project where the statue stood was Mashambanzu and comes from the Shona words Kushamba, to wash, and Zu, elephant, and it means dawn of a new day. And it refers to the early hours of the morning when elephants go down to the river to wash and refresh themselves. And it was chosen to offer inspiration to those on the threshold of a new life, people living with HIV and AIDS. And this particular project was founded in 1989 to be a healing presence for people, like Mary, the mother of Jesus, was to her dying son. So thirdly, even though this sculpture does remind me or say something about death, it also says something about birth. And that's in keeping, really, with this time of the church's year. We're preparing for Christ's birth, but at the moment, Jesus is still in Mary's womb. She's feeding him, she's protecting him, she's loving him. And soon he will be born. But now is a time of waiting. And waiting is sometimes hard and uncomfortable, especially for expectant mothers. Lots of women I know who are in the last stages of pregnancy just want the birth to be over soon. But just imagine if you were about to give birth and had to travel like Mary did. And that when you arrived at your destination, there was no hospital bed, there weren't any doctors or nurses to help you, just a stable. Of course, we tend to think of this happening to Mary and Joseph a long time ago, and that things have changed. Yet for so many women around the world, pregnancy and childbirth is so, so precarious. And there'll be many women today having to travel, perhaps to flee their homes, perhaps reaching a destination which is neither safe nor hospitable. And then having to give birth, not knowing what the future holds for them or for their child. Can we think, can we be, can we reach out to some of these women in solidarity, just as the innkeeper did on the night when Mary and Joseph needed a place of safety, welcome, and rest? This is something I'm reflecting on now, in these final days before Christmas. How can we really be attentive to the needs of others?